It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. We're doing the news.
All right.
Did you know that this year is an election year?
I did. I heard that.
The only reason I knew is because someone, I don't know, what's it called on Facebook when they message you? Messenger, right? Facebook messaged me last night and I couldn't tell if he was happy about something we'd said politically or unhappy. I really wasn't sure. But he was talking about the election. I was like, oh, yeah, that is this year. I try to avoid that kind of stuff because it just seems like there's a lot of negativity. You know, people, they pick their side, and then they get really just dug in, and then they just start hating one another. So it stresses me out. And it feels like the last couple elections were really stressful. So I just tried to ignore it this time around, and now it's like here. And they said,
I must be watching some sort of show. I must watch, because I don't really see, I see some presidential ads, but man, do I see a lot on sports betting. Like, vote for sports betting in Missouri, and it's on both sides.
Yeah.
And then the other one is like, you know, let me get an abortion if I want.
That, and I do see the senator.
Those two, I see those two, man. Sports betting all the time.
Okay.
Yes or no, or whatever it is for sports betting.
Yeah, I don't see I'm
betting on this game. If you would get back to it.
I hadn't really thought about that, but when I watch sports, you do get the commercials for the election. But
I think they targeted their market. They're like, look, these guys want to gamble on sports, and they want to use those winnings to be able to pay for abortions. I'm like, yeah, right. Hey, you hit me right in the heart.
Right in the feels.
Right to my... I'm like, oh, boy, I can't wait to register to vote. You're right. I'd like to gamble and pay for abortions. That's what I'd like to do.
Well, it's crazy how close it is. We're talking weeks, and I saw on the news this morning they were showing lines of people in Georgia who are already voting. They're early voting, and they said that this time, I don't know if they said this would be the first time. They did say that it was a much bigger percentage than last time, but this year there's more people in Georgia who will vote
early than
will actually vote on Election Day. I know they had those long lines, but that's still
voters are voting. It's here. It's happening. Even with Election Day itself, just about 3 weeks away. You look at those numbers, 328,000 people in Georgia. Keep in mind some of the specifics around this state. Remember, 4 years ago, there were those long lines, those long waits. So you have to think that some of those folks are coming out to cast their ballots early so they don't have to deal with that down the road. More than half of voters say they plan to vote early or have already voted early, about 52%, compared to some 44% who say they're going to vote on Election Day.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah. More people voting early than on Election Day? I'm kind of scared to vote now. I know they're probably not supposed to be able to serve you there or any of that stuff, but I always feel like they're waiting for me.
Who?
You know?
Oh, the cops?
Like the government, somebody.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that they're going to be like, oh, we've been looking for you.
I don't think so.
And they take the Polaroid picture, like Seth Rogen of Pineapple Express.
The only people are waiting for me at my polling station, a bunch of old people and two dudes who used to work at KMBZ.
Are they
like,
always
oh, huh. Yeah, that one guy's like an election guy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the guy that we used to work with a long time ago.
Matt. He's always there. Like, hi.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he is super nice. But I'm like, oh, hey, how are you?
Yeah. I haven't seen him since we worked with him.
I think he has a kid my youngest age or something.
Sounds about right.
Or maybe like younger than him. I don't know. Last time I saw him 4 years ago.
Last time I saw him.
He was like, hey, I saw your kid won an award at school. And I was like, oh.
It would have been 18 years ago, something like that, since I last saw him. And it's crazy because I felt like at the time that we'd worked with those people forever. You know, when you work somewhere at that age, because I started here when I was like, well, started with Laszlo, and the two of us working together, and we'd moved and all that. But I was 20 when I met you, 19 or 20, something like that. So when we worked together 5 years, I remember saying something. I think we were in Seattle and saying, like, we've worked together for 5 years. And you're like, what? Yeah. And that seemed like a long time. And I was like, yeah, we've worked together forever.
That's crazy, because when you met me, I was probably like in my late 20s, early 30s.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Man, yeah, late 20s.
And I remember the shirt you were wearing. You had your polo shirt on, and you said you smoke. And I said, I'm trying to quit. And you said, good, let's go smoke. And so that's how we met. And here we are, how many years, Snowcone? Was it 22 years?
21.
This is 22.
22 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's crazy. So anyway, are you guys going to early vote, or are you just going to wait so you can see your guy on voting?
Well, I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided? You haven't decided you're going to vote for?
I'm undecided.
Yeah, you're an undecided voter. Okay.
Yeah. I want to vote for gambling and abortions.
But you vote early and you vote often.
But you live in Kansas, so you don't have to worry about the gambling thing, right?
No. Yeah, but I want to go over there and vote. I want to gamble over there.
Oh, that, and you want me to be able to gamble.
I want everyone to be able to. I want everyone to be able to gamble and get an abortion.
Yeah. So you need to come.
These
over.
Are high on my priority list.
Well, you want to vote for me? I can give you my. You know what? I don't.
Well,
think you
I'm sure you're going to vote for
what?
Gambling and abortions. I know. Like, I don't know who you're going to vote for, but I know if those two things are on the ballot, you're going to vote for gambling and abortions.
Yeah, I'd vote for those.
Yeah. I'm pro-abortion.
I mean, I gamble. I just checked my gambling app earlier, so I'd be hypocritical to say no. Although there is part of me that thinks maybe it's good that when I get back to my house just on the other side of the Missouri state line that I can't make more bets because I have to do all my betting while I'm at work. It is actually kind of good for me because then I get home and I'll think about stuff and I go, well, I'm not going to drive all the way. Because it's not just getting to state line. I've tried that. You have to get like a mile into state line. It's
I like
thing.
That. JXM on our Twitch, twitch.tv/Churchill Lazo says, can you gamble on abortions?
I don't know.
I like
gamble
the idea,
just about
though.
Anything.
I'd like to set up a Keno board.
Are you gambling?
And every girl who walks in, there's a picture of them, and you're like, is she going to get it or not? Will they talk her out of it or not? And then you have to bet. You got 50-50 odds.
Wait, well, never mind. Well, I'll ask
what?
You. No. I'm just kidding. Why would they be talking her out of it? Is
well,
it like
they
one of those
talking
places?
Out of it. I don't know. Yeah, we'll do it across the country.
I don't know. I didn't know.
It's like,
that.
Here's your other options. I don't know. You can give them up for adoption. And I'm like, that doesn't work.
Oh. What do you mean that doesn't work?
No. Your dad was giving up for adoption. My dad was giving up for adoption.
Yeah.
You got, you know.
Got
23
what?
And me, people chasing you down. I'm like, eh.
What's going on with 23 and me? I heard they're fine. They've got all kinds of money issues and that there's people are very concerned about their DNA profile.
To, I don't know. The
didn't
insurance companies or something. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of knew. I thought in the beginning, I don't even know if it was 23 and me, but all the conspiracies were like, hey, all these companies, all the DNA is run in like Chinese labs. I don't know if that was a conspiracy. I thought it was true. And it was like, if you're signing up, just know that's where they do this and they probably have the information. I think DNA being a fairly new technology. The people of a certain age are like, oh, well, I don't need them knowing how to be able to recreate me as if they want to try or target me with some sort
I'm
of
sure they
disease
I
that will just kill
you.
Me.
A younger version of you.
It's just like saying
a younger, hotter version.
There's.
I'd like to trade you in.
Stop saying that. You said that the other day. It hurts my feelings.
Yeah,
I can still
I
walk
just
JT.
Want, I know. I just want a younger, hotter version.
Moving on.
Funnier. You know, like one that hasn't had his soul sucked out of him.
Moving on. Tom Brady. I heard
not you
mention
this. Snow cone.
Not me?
Nope, you're perfect just the way you are.
Thanks.
I like you, old bastard.
Thank you.
I heard you mention yesterday the news broke when we were on the air that Tom Brady was approved to buy a minority stake in the Raiders. So, you know, in case you needed more reasons to not like Tom Brady, now he's going to be a part owner of the Raiders.
I'm surprised. But, I know he's friends with them, but I was just shocked it was the Raiders.
Yeah, like why them? Vegas? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's just where the only opportunity presented itself. But
that guy must have been cool with him. I just, you know, I knew that he was friends with him, but.
Well, and you said yesterday, what about his broadcasting, though? How does that work? Well, they've explained it.
Tom Brady got unanimous approval by NFL owners yesterday to buy a minority stake of the Las Vegas Raiders. The former Patriots and Buccaneers quarterback will have a 5% stake in that team, but the approval did come with some restrictions because of Brady's job as a TV analyst on Fox. He will not be allowed to attend broadcast production meetings and may not have access to team facilities, players, or coaches. The seven-time Super Bowl champ will, however, be allowed to broadcast those Raiders games.
What? That was the thing I was expecting them to say he couldn't do. You can't broadcast the Raiders games. And at least the network would say, we don't want you to do any Raiders games. But instead they said, no, you can broadcast the Raiders games. You can't go to these broadcast meetings. Like, I don't understand that at all, but whatever. So he can do the games, but he works for Fox anyway, right? Isn't that where Brady's at? So he'd be doing mostly NFC games. I would think that
the NFC
network
plays AFC.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, how often would there be Raiders games that you'd have to broadcast? Would the network say, "Oh, you're allowed to, but we don't want you to do the Raiders games"? I would kind of think, but maybe not. Since the league said, "Hey, you can do the broadcast," then maybe the do you guys care? Do you think it matters if an announcer
no, I
has
hear
a,
him, like,
an ownership in a team?
I listen to sports podcasts and all the time. And it always drives me crazy. Like, guys like Joel Klatt will be like, all right, we're going to do our bets this week, and I'll tell you who's going to win this game and this game, but let me start with the Penn State-USC game. I'm not obviously not going to give you my, you know, any betting edges on that because I'm calling the game. I'm like,
well, that's insane.
Why would I care?
Right.
Just tell me who you think's going to win.
Right.
Like,
But would you care if you were watching a Lions?
Like, do I think all of a sudden because you told me to bet on it on your podcast, and I think, what? Why, how are you affecting the game?
Like, I don't get that.
Well, you're going to be biased or something? Like,
yeah, that's bizarre.
Sometimes people just take their jobs a little bit too seriously.
Well, maybe someone tells them that he has to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
That's
well, then whoever's
assumption.
Telling them,
yes,
it, you know what I mean? You're, like, taking a little too seriously.
Right, and but then you can be an owner of a team or a part owner of a team and still call the games. I could see if
now,
you
could see the
were watching
Brady
your
thing,
team play the Raiders.
Well, see, the
like,
Brady thing is that they go in the week before.
Yeah.
They get access to coaches. See, I thought, I don't know how they're going to do this, because if he's got all the access to coaches.
And tape and all
and
that.
And tape and all that, so he knows what's going on. Well, why wouldn't he tell the Raiders that?
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Yeah, if you're a part owner.
Right, like, so, you know, I got a Cowboys game, and then I've got a Giants game, and then the Raiders are going to play the Giants, you know, I don't know, in the Super Bowl or even a regular, whatever. You know, okay, well, why wouldn't I tell them that?
Right, which is why they're saying you can't come to the meetings. But you can call the games on TV.
Right.
To me, it just seems odd they wouldn't just do both and say, you can't have access to that
right, exactly.
when they're going to be playing, and you can't call the games. Just stay out of that since you're now a part owner.
Right.
And why does it need to be a part owner anyway? I guess we've talked about this before. Very driven people.
Yeah.
They can't just sit and enjoy their money. They have to keep working. They have to keep investing.
Yeah.
All these things. It's like, I don't know what Brady's worth, but what would you think? $300
million? I don't know.
Something like that. I mean,
I know they were, him and Giselle were the richest couple.
Okay.
So they were richer than Jay-Z and Beyonce
together. And she was richer than him.
And she was richer than him. But together they were, at one point they were number one and Jay-Z and Beyonce were number two. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Well, I saw that documentary about the Tuck Rule. And
oh, that's a good one.
His house was amazing in Tampa.
Yeah, he bought just for
like,
Tampa.
He's just living in there in Tampa. Yeah, this is like, you know, he probably didn't even have all of his boxes unpacked, nor will he need to, because he's not going to be there that long. That place was amazing. He had the pool table.
Oh,
it was
so
out
cool.
on that, I don't know if that's considered
on the ocean,
or what, but on the ocean.
He had the
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, Lanai. He had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pool balls and everything. That's a good life. At that point, I would think, you go, okay, I'm done. I've been beat up. I've worked hard my whole life. And now I'm, what is he, 45, something like that? I'm in my mid-40s. I'm going to enjoy
my money. They say that he's over $400 million. They say $512 million now, and that's before the Raiders.
Wow. Yeah, I guess it's never enough. And also, just those driven people like challenges. I don't understand it. All right, we'll take a break. Come back and finish the rest of the news here in just a second.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
I don't really see it like I go. I'm
but you go on Facebook and I
don't see it a ton.
Right.
Not as much as I did.
Yeah.
I see, like, you know, one woman that I know from California, like, oh no.
What about your
You
guy?
Know, the bros are going to vote Trump in, and, you know, then a bunch of people are gonna be like, I'm going to move to, you know, wherever, Bangladesh.
Sure. That's
and then on the other side is like, I don't want to pay for your college or your abortions. Or your, and I'm like, all right. But it's not as much as it used to be.
What about your Trump float guy? What's his name? The Freedom.
I haven't even seen him coming up on my thing.
You haven't
sure
seen
he's
him.
Driving around with this little.
What Trump was the name of this thing?
The Trump Unity Bridge.
The Unity Bridge. That's
that
what
guy's
it was,
an the idiot,
Trump
by
Unity
the
Bridge.
Way.
He's and, your friend.
He's not. Well, okay, yes. He's a friend of the
yeah.
family. He was really tight with my dad. He is one of. So you met his brother at my
yeah,
wedding.
Yeah.
His little brother. I was super. They lived across the street from me. So if you see that Trump Unity Bridge. Yes,
it
I've been
national news
family friends
ago.
With those guys
5 years ago
for
since childhood.
My entire life since
yeah.
I was three.
Yeah,
but the first fist fight I ever got into was with his brother.
Yeah, and then his brother was at your wedding.
Yeah, we've been friends ever since. Like, I could text them both now. I could be like,
right.
"Yo, what's up with Robbie?"
Right,
that's his name. But
he's the barometer. If you're not seeing him this year, then maybe things
I'm
are
not.
Quieter.
And I know Rob is. Man, I don't know. Like, if people want to know the truth, I don't want to do it because people could do it to me. But if you want to know the truth about the Trump Unity Bridge guy, if
just
if,
message live
if
long.
Kamala ever said, I need to crush this guy, I'm your dude. I got the info.
I know people like that. I got some people like that. I'm sure people can say
by the way, he could crush me too, but I'm not doing anything.
Right, right. We're going to finish.
Gonna go, I'm your guy.
We're going to finish the news here in a second. No more election stuff. I think we already covered that. There's, I told you about the Brady thing. Oh, the Germans being anti Jewish. That's bad. The Germans really try to avoid that
at
all costs. It's a very sensitive subject over there, and they just got in big trouble, and I'll tell you about it in a second.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Finishing the news.
Do it.
The Menendez brothers. Boy, people have been talking about them a lot. You got the documentary, you had the show Monster. I think it was another documentary. And then you've got celebrities who are saying, get him out of jail. Kardashian, she's one of them.
Sure.
The main one. The main one.
Kim?
Kim, yes. Kim Kardashian. And then, what was that woman's name from The View? It escapes me now. The one who was so controversial that hated Trump. Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I think she's on the...
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen her in a long time. I think
she's on The View?
She was on The View, wasn't she?
I don't know.
Whoopi Goldberg, I mean...
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of Rosie O'Donnell. She's been one of the people who's been publicly supporting the Menendez brothers getting, they're calling it like resentenced, basically getting them out of jail for the 1996, whatever it was, murder of their parents. And again, I keep saying I'm going to watch these documentaries in the show, but I haven't. I just feel like I missed it. I feel like it's a zeitgeist. And I know a ton of people watched it all at the same time. And I just feel like if I'm watching it now, then I'm that person who wants to come talk to somebody about it in the elevator. And I'm like, that was a month ago. But in the news today is that the DA was meeting. I don't know if they're I don't know what time it is in California. They could be meeting right now about what to do with the Menendez brothers and whether or not they're going to allow this new evidence and maybe get them out of jail.
This morning, as a new Netflix series and documentary brings renewed attention to the Menendez brothers case, their legal team is set to join forces today with nearly two dozen of Lyle and Eric's extended family members, as they call on the state to take a fresh look at whether they should stay behind bars for the double homicide.
It's been 35 years. If these were the Menendez sisters, they would not be in custody.
The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office says no decision has been made yet about whether it supports resentencing for the brothers.
Okay, so the lawyer, Garagos, you know him. He's
Mark Garagos.
Yeah, Mark Garagos. And I thought that was a good point. He said if they were the Menendez sisters, they'd be out of prison. If you had sisters,
is that true?
I don't know, think about it. If you had sisters who said that they were molested by their parents and that one of their parents and that the other parent was, you know, basically complicit, helping to cover it up. Again, I haven't watched the documentary on Netflix yet, so I don't know what all they accused the mom of. But then they end up killing their parents. Would those women now be out of prison? I watch a lot of true crime, like all of it. I've seen all of it.
Yeah.
And most of it I've seen more than once. And when they go to sentence women, there's a noticeable difference.
Okay.
Woman kills someone 15 years. I'm not saying that that's the norm, but you see that a lot. And you go, wow, I can't believe. I just think if juries have a say on how long someone should be in prison, they tend to not want to put women in prison as long. I guess they just don't think they're a threat to the public. I don't know. So the Menendez sisters, would they be out of prison now? Garagos says they would. I trust Garagos. You like him, right?
I'd like to have a threesome of the Menendez sisters.
That does sound good.
Doesn't it?
That does sound good. Lufthansa, the German airline, they got fined by the United States because they mistreated a group of, according to the United States, mistreated a group of Jewish passengers trying to return to the United States. These were, I believe they were Hasidic Jews. They were going back to New York, I think, and there was some issue with wearing masks during COVID and all that stuff. Maybe some of them didn't wear masks, said they couldn't wear masks, whatever. But the United States says, look, what happened here is if you got mad at someone for not wearing a mask, or two people, okay. But what you did was you treated everyone in this group as basically one group, and they weren't one group. They weren't necessarily family, friends, whatever.
Okay.
They were on the same flight. So you just said, well, all the Hasidic Jews, you're all stuck here because you're not complying or whatever.
As a Hasidic Jew, there's a lot of places I wouldn't want to be stuck. Germany's one of them.
Germany is so sensitive about, like, my German friends, if I say anything to them, if you say the word Jewish, they're like, because they're just really, really, and they say, look, it's like the United States with race. Like,
right,
you know,
sure.
if one of us, came out, you know, to your school or whatever and said the N-word in the hallway, you'd be appalled. You'd be like, dude, what are you doing? Don't do that. He's like, it's the same thing in Germany with anything relating to Judaism, you know, for obvious reasons.
Sure.
But so I would think that Lufthansa probably also applies by those same rules, yet somehow they let this one slip by. It's like a pretty big deal.
Lufthansa has been hit with a record $4 million fine by the Department of Transportation. The airline accused of discriminating against a group of Jewish passengers in 2022. The DOT says Lufthansa prohibited 128 people wearing traditional Orthodox Jewish clothing from boarding a connecting flight in Germany. That flight had originated in New York City. Some individuals allegedly violated the airline's mask policy. Officials say Lufthansa treated them all as if they were a single group, despite many of the passengers not knowing one another.
Man, Lazo, your people have it rough.
Rough.
For a long time. A really long time. It just doesn't end. Even in the country that's probably the most sensitive to all of it and tries to be the most aware of all that, they still like, oh, you Jewish fellas, you just stay here.
Stay here in Germany. I'd be like, not a chance.
Stay here in Germany.
Literally, right. I know you're trying. That's love Germany and you have friends. But
no,
literally,
I'm
as a Jewish guy, they're like, yo, hey.
It is what it is.
Everybody Jewish off the plane, stay in Germany. I'm like, no.
Right.
No. You're going to have to drag me off this plane.
Get me somewhere. At least let me go over to France or something, please. I didn't know that the United States, like the Department of Transportation, can fine another company in another country. I guess if you want to do business here, whatever, seems odd, but I don't know how any of that stuff works. Lazo, if you want a new car, they say right now is the best time to buy it.
Ever.
Well, it's always the best time, they say, between October and the end of December. Mm. And then this year, prices have come way, way down after we had that huge spike from the COVID era where, you know, used cars were worth about $1 million. So now the thing is, they always say this is the best time to buy a car, and I see this, you know, almost every year, except during COVID. But it's always to buy a new car. They're saying, hey, the 2024 cars, we got to move those off the lot, and it's time to get the 2025s so you can get a great deal. But who's buying a new car?
Yeah, right?
I've never bought a new car. Have you ever bought a new car? I've leased a new car.
Yeah, no, it's always got some mileage.
Yeah, I've never bought a new car
in my
life.
Right now is the time to buy between October and December. This is when car dealers are looking to move cars off the lot because, remember, the 2025 models are coming, and they're coming now. And there was huge supply this year, so these dealers need to get cars off the lot.
I was watching a segment this morning. They were talking about buying cars at this time of year, and the person said, look, if you can deal with the not having all the bells and whistles and deal with the older technology of a 2024...
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm like, oh, well,
what's
new
in it?
Exactly. What are they? Did everything change for 2025 and now I got to miss out? You know, it's got an 8-track player. I don't understand. If you can deal with the old technology of, you know, this current model year. So, Lazo, if you want to go get a new car, now's the time to do it. And, Lazo, as a parent who has to come up with ideas for what to feed your kids every single day,
you
got to make
dinners,
you got to stock the house with food for them to eat. I know you probably have at least some concern about what type of food you're buying.
Sure, of course.
Is this bad for them? Like, my generation grew up, I was born in 82, so really grew up in the 90s, and we grew up eating trans fats. So, like, it's fat-free, it's fine.
Right, sure.
And then they figured out it's so bad for you that they basically outlawed it. Like, oh, that turns out that was really, really bad.
Right.
Who knows what this generation's
could be
or would be. Maybe it's nothing, maybe it's something. But moms are convinced that it's artificial dyes, artificial colors, like in cereal. They're outside this morning protesting the Kellogg's factory because they want all the artificial colors taken out of cereal in the United States. The weird thing is Kellogg's has already done this in every other country. So I don't know if it's every other country, but in other countries, even in Canada, they stopped using artificial dyes. But here, they're still allowed to use them. So, like, yeah, it's
about 1,000 people protested outside the Michigan headquarters of Kellogg, demanding the company remove artificial dyes from cereals in the U.S. Kellogg, the maker of Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks, announced nearly a decade ago that it would remove artificial colors and ingredients. The company did that in other countries. For example, Fruit Loops in Canada are colored with concentrated carrot juice, watermelon juice, and blueberry juice. But in the U.S., Fruit Loops still contain artificial colors, including red dye number 40, yellow dye number 5, yellow dye number 6, and blue dye number 1.
Blue dye number 1.
I remember yellow dye number 2 was a big deal.
Is that what it was? I remember there was that specific color and number that people said. I thought it was red for some reason, but my memory sucks. So
yeah,
I do remember people complaining about a specific color
I think it was Yellow Dye number 2 when I was a kid. Like, that's going to kill you.
Okay. And maybe it could have. Maybe it could have.
Okay, whatever.
Hey,
Stokoe, will you go to my car and grab some shots out of the front seat?
And grab those nicotine pouches.
Oh, you're going to have to open up the middle little area.
Console thing?
Yeah. Not the one in the back, the one in the front.
Grab some of those nicotine pouches for me, buddy boy.
Where the phone's plugged in. You'll see a can of Zins.
Thank you.
And some booze in the passenger seat.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Finally, the FTC wants to pass laws making it easier for you to...
The FTC won't let me be me.
That's right. They want to make it easier for you to cancel your subscription. Remember the thing with Amazon?
Oh, that'd be great.
Like earlier this summer, they were going after Amazon because they said Amazon makes it hard to cancel subscriptions. I'm fine with this, but there is one little thing that I'm worried about.
The Federal Trade Commission says it receives 70 complaints a day from consumers who say it's too difficult to cancel or quit a subscription.
Yes.
How about 15% off? How about 30% off? How about instead of $80, it's $20? How about, no, I hit the cancel button.
Now, the FTC says it's issuing new rules requiring businesses to make canceling as easy as signing up. The FTC says too often Americans end up paying more money and wasting their time just trying to opt out.
They're saying that this could even affect like
gym memberships. I've been trying for, honestly, for months trying to cancel this Meta thing that I subscribe to. You know, the Facebook. And so the company that... It's this baseball thing that I subscribe to.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to get rid of it. It's $34 a month. I want to get rid of it. So I finally got in touch with the company, and they're like, no, you bought it through Facebook, so you have to contact Facebook.
Okay,
I can't find anyone to...
contact Zuckerberg.
Right, like, there's no one, like, I have no idea how to do it. Like, I can't. It just shows up on my bill.
Can you dispute the charge so that the company says, hey, your credit card
doesn't
work.
My credit card. I'm like, oh, I want to dispute it. Then they're like, okay, fine. Contact the company.
There's got to be a way you just say, I'm disputing that. Nope, I canceled it. I disputed it. And if they won't pay it, you'd think that's what I do.
But it won't let me. But honest to God, it won't let me do that. Right. It says something like, you know, did you make this charge?
Right.
And then you're like, yeah. Then it's like, okay, well, contact the company.
Oh, I say no. I'm just
right,
like,
but
nope,
then they want to turn off my credit card.
Well, yeah, I've been there. Certainly not as easy as signing up.
Right, yeah.
My issue with this, my one worry is that you heard that guy on TikTok, he was bitching about when you try and cancel, they say, what if we give you 30% off? What if we give you 50% off? I like when they do that. I like when I sign up for something on Amazon, they say, hey, you can get Stars and AMC for $15 a month. And I say, I don't want it. I cancel. I say, what about $5?
So there's people on our Twitch, twitch.tv/Church Lazo, say you just get a new credit card, just lock your credit card. I don't know if you know this, but this is a fact. So when you sign up for a subscription to something, even if you get a new credit card and you change the numbers, they have a different way of billing your credit card than just off those numbers. It's a different interaction, so they will still be able to bill your credit card even if you have new numbers.
I've never had
that
problem.
The reason I know this, Chase did it. I was like, look, I want to turn these off, and I want all new credit card numbers. And then within a month, I got a charge from, like, you know, Instacart or something, because I was like, well, I'm just going to have everything turn off.
Yeah.
And then I'll get back what I want. And I contacted them. And I said, oh, they have a different way of doing it. It's not like you charge us because you signed up for a subscription, so they can still use the card.
That's weird. Yeah, I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
Mine always cancel, but the thing that sucks is that it also cancels the stuff I want. Hey, your Netflix card isn't working. Oh, yeah. Hey, PBS isn't working. So I have to sign back up for the things I do want. That's the thing. And I get these alerts, even like, you know, internet. You'll just get an alert like, hey, man, we're turning off your internet because you didn't pay for it. You're like, God damn it. But I've never had it sign something back up automatically, like where they were able to charge it again.
They did it.
That's next level effed. They shouldn't be able to do that.
No.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.